face.
In your face.
91.3 FM.
All over the place.
24-7, 24-7.
You're listening to the hottest station.
Power FM.
The Kenny T 101 Podcast. Your weekly dose of real talk, inspiring stories, and life-changing conversations. Catch new episodes Thursday on YouTube at 11 a.m. as it sits down with extraordinary guests to explore their journeys, challenges, and triumphs. From success stories to the lessons behind the struggle, this is where authenticity meets inspiration. Don't miss out. Follow the Kenny T 101 Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and hit the bell so you don't miss out on a single episode. The Kenny T 101 Podcast. Get inspired.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
A consortium of opposition political leaders accuses President Hichilema of fueling national divisions and mishandling the ongoing constitutional amendment process under Bill No. 7. The opposition Citizens First, CF, denounces derogatory rape comments against Catholic bishops. In international news, Trump to host DRC and Rwanda president to sign peace agreement. And in sports, Cameroon fires coach as new hire omits Onana Abubakar ahead of AFCON.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. A consortium of opposition political leaders have issued a strongly worded letter to President Hakainde Hichilema, accusing him of fueling national divisions and mishandling the ongoing constitutional amendment process under Bill No. 7. In the letter addressed to State House and signed by Citizens First CF President Harry Kalaba and Socialist Party leader Dr. Fred Membe, the opposition figures say they are writing as concerned citizens and not advisories, but insist that the president's recent public remarks and political posture threatens the country's peace and unity. The leaders warn that there is a growing sentiment among faith groups and civil society that something is wrong with the atmosphere in the country, where anger and mistrust appear to be replacing unity. The opposition takes particular issue with President Hichilema's recent assertion that resistance to the constitutional amendment process is driven by tribal hatred. The leaders accuse the president of viewing anyone opposed to the amendments as an enemy and of attempting to bulldoze the process without broad national consensus. The opposition also condemns what it describes as State House's hostile stance towards the Oasis Forum, a coalition of church mother bodies and civil society organizations opposing the bill. They argue that President Hichilema is now demonizing the same forum that stood with him against the former Patriotic Front's Bill 10 in 2021. The Catholic Church and other church mother bodies who have publicly called for the withdrawal of Bill 7 feature prominently in the opposition's concerns. They accuse the president of allowing his supporters to attack bishops and clerics who are raising constitutional concerns. In one of the most striking sections, the opposition invokes Zambia's founding president, Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, claiming KK once warned that Mr. Hichilema's leadership could divide the nation. The consortium has also written to international bodies, including the United Nations, African Union, and SADC, urging them to keep a close watch on Zambia's political climate. They warn that the country is experiencing democratic backsliding and say preventive diplomacy is needed before tensions escalate. The letter concludes with an appeal for unity and a call for the president to protect Zambia's peace. State House is yet to issue a response to the accusations. The opposition Citizens First CF party has denounced the derogatory comments made by alleged UPND sympathizers and party members about the Catholic Church, particularly the bishops and priests. The party has therefore challenged President Hakainde Hichilema to condemn and take action against the individuals disrespecting and insulting the Catholic Church. Danton Lovu, the party's deputy spokesperson, told Power FM News that CF and its leader, Harry Kalaba, support Catholics and encourage them to continue carrying out their divinely mandated duties in spite of the derogatory and offensive language used by supporters of Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7. Meanwhile, Mr. Ndlovu reiterates that Bill 7 remains a hoax and that it must be completely withdrawn from the National Assembly. Mr. Ndlovu has since urged other prominent clergy members in the nation to speak up when their fellow clergymen are being belittled, insulted, and isolated for voicing their opinions on national issues, particularly when those opinions differ from those of the ruling party.
The other issue that we want to speak about as a party is why President Hakainde Hichilema has kept on being silent and mute every time his leaders, sympathizers, and members disrespect and insult the church. On several occasions, his leaders holding very key positions in the party have insulted the church, and particularly the Catholic Church leaders. They have ridiculed them in public, stalked them in public, and President Hakainde Hichilema has never bothered to rebuke his members or to call for a ceasefire from the Catholic Church being insulted or being disrespected. Recently, just yesterday, one of the people that were in favor of Bill 7 claimed actually that the Catholic fathers have no children and therefore they have no mandate from anyone to speak on behalf of the general membership of the Catholic Church. We find this to be...
Zambia has reaffirmed its strong defense and regional cooperation with the Republic of South Africa, describing the partnership as special and fraternal. Speaking at the 11th session of Zambia and South Africa Joint Defense Committee meeting in Livingston, Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu highlighted the tangible progress made through the Joint Defense Committee, calling it a symbol of friendship and collaboration between the two nations. He emphasized that Zambia remains committed to protecting its territorial integrity while supporting government programs such as food production and disaster management. Mr. Hamaundu also underscored Zambia's active role in the Southern African Development Community, contributing to regional efforts aimed at restoring peace and stability. He noted that both countries are exploring avenues to deepen collaboration through enhanced exchange programs, information sharing, human capital development, research and technical support. Mr. Hamaundu further highlighted the government's efforts to revitalize Zambia's economy, strengthen democracy, and create an investment-friendly environment ahead of next year's general elections.
As Zambia approaches the general elections next year, the government remains firmly committed to ensuring a peaceful, transparent, and credible process. We remain committed to ensuring that we have a peaceful, transparent, and credible process. In this regard, efforts are designed to guarantee the elections are conducted in an atmosphere of peace and inclusivity, thereby consolidating our democratic gains and reinforcing stability for the wider region.
And South Africa's Acting Defense Permanent Secretary, Dr. Thobekile Gamede, reaffirmed the importance of strong defense forces for stability and security. Mr. Gamede noted the past cooperation in training and said new areas, including agriculture and self-sufficiency, could be explored.
Defense forces are the backbone of ensuring stability and peace in the country. When everything fails, a strong defense force is what we need, and the relationship between our two countries is very important. I'm glad that you are saying we are just divided by artificial boundaries. I am hopeful that when we sit here, identify new areas of cooperation. We have, in the last 10 years, focused on training, which is very important, and we need to continue on that. Professional defense forces will be the defense forces. The technical access should not wait until we have this high level delegation. They need to decide.